knows what the good is in him. Just think, for eternity, we'll be singing the praises and the glory. And we'll be there in his very presence, in the Lord's very presence, singing the praises. What a blessed hope we have. It's a little foretaste of home. But I think of the song that talked about meeting him face to face. And the greatest concern, I give almost anything. If I knew there was still someone in this room, you know, most of us here in this room are going to meet him face to face as our Savior and our friend. But could there be one in this room that's going to meet him face to face and he's going to be your judge? We don't want that. We want to everyone in this room to know him as their personal Savior. To put their trust in that great work of the accomplished of the Father's cross. He died for you. That makes it your sin. And that makes it easy to repent. And that's the Savior's precious soul. We want you to see him face to face as your loving Savior. And so, trust it all through and know the Lord Jesus Christ as the Christian Savior. Let us pray. For God and the Father, we give thee thanks for thy great love. We thank thee for these times that we can be together and be over thy word and sing these precious songs that speak of thyself and thy glory. Time to come. Glory to come. And so we just look to thee now. Give you thanks and pray for thy help. So we don't bring thy precious blood for all time. That we be refreshed and encouraged and strengthened in our full of faith. So we give you thanks, Lord Jesus, for thy precious name. Amen. Well, we have a little practice in our home once a week on Saturday mornings. I have the children pick a portion they would like to read, and we read them. What portions do you think children in their ages from 3 to 15 or 12 would pick? So one of them would pick up in our reading rooms. It's a favorite. And so often, we've read, even just a week ago, we read about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Often, we read about Daniel and the lion's den. That might have been about 3 weeks earlier. Another favorite, which is a favorite of probably all of you, is David and Goliath. Why is that? Why is it a favorite? We talked a lot about Daniel. Daniel had something to do. If you are truly yours, Daniel had something that we all want. Don't you? We don't. David had something. When we went up against the light, and I think there's beautiful examples, and I wrote some down, a list of those, the scripture that we like to take up with, because they're very refreshing, and they encourage us to. And you see that every one of these had a difficult life. Life is easy. You know, these types of things that we've seen, especially out in the little flock, where did those come from? Was it in times we're going wrong? The most precious things, where did they come from? Someone's going through deep sorrow. today we are reaping the fruit of that. And I may not be able to present a look as nice and fun as I can give a meeting and I could present a whole look. But just something you can get your hands on. I'm not probably going to be able to present a look. But maybe I can present some pieces, the ingredients. You can take some of these things home. I think in Scripture there are those like an Abraham. Abraham was called. The call of Abraham. He was called out. So the Lord called him. Abraham didn't just get up and go. And we look at the faith of that man, that was a very difficult thing to do. That's the pain. It's a very difficult place. He was going to a place he didn't know. Who would do that? We look up to that man. You know, he was obedient to the Lord. We can look at many others. Jonah. Building the ark. What was it that made that man? What was the ingredient? What was it that made that man build that ark? Well, one of his ingredients was obedience. He was told to build that ark. There are many others that we like to follow in Scripture that are a great reflection of help to us in our pathway. Is it all easy? No, it's difficult. There are difficulties. But is it worth it? Yes. Yes. But those who find maybe the brightest are those who are not told to do anything. Maybe he didn't even know the God of Israel, really. But they stepped out. And we know to read about those. What was it that caused the reason? To forsake, as it were, the lifestyle, the city, as it were. What is this thing doing? The God of Israel. They didn't hear. They had heard. Where did it come? That's how she was heard. It's just a little bit. And she was ready to give her love. And put her feet. Give us the protection of the God of Israel. What was it that caused her to do that? Not only will you enjoy this root. We could say to the young one, "My God, show me my God. Your people should be my people. How could you turn it back on our relatives, the life your idols owned them? What caused you to get that up and follow me? Have you had a good example of the women? You know that she's got Jesus in the family. It's not good to me. Give it away. Number four. She was guilty. She was told the opposite. Give it away. Go home. How could she do that? What was it? The cost of the man. Do you want that? Don't you want that? What about great woman of sin. How could she? We know what she had done, and that she had been given a son. The son died. And she was able to say, "It is well. It is well."
We struggle with things that we have the full word of God before us. What did she have? What was that? There was another one. The widow of Zarephath. How could she trust Elisha? Elisha told her she was gathering sticks. She's going to go and make a little bit of food for her and her son. That was the end of her food. Elijah came to her and said, he asked her to drink of water, and then he asked her a morsel. All he asked for was a morsel. And she said, she didn't hear him. She just said, I don't have a cake. He didn't ask her for a cake. All he asked for was a morsel. You see that it turned out she didn't have a cake. All she had is a handful of meal and a little bit of oil. But he said, give it to me first. Would you be willing if it was your last meal? It was all the food you were going to have, and you were going to die. Someone came up and said, I want that. But please give it to me first. And he said, promise to me. What's the secret? It's pretty hard to get things out. Another one that's beautiful is a tear. Look at that. David is healing from his own son. It can I have the same spirit as the Ruth. He was willing to die with David. David is praying for his life. And it can I, with all his presence, all his kids and children, is going to follow him no matter what. What was the ingredient that caused him to follow David? Are we willing to give everything and follow the Lord and David? What does it take? Even to take what does it take? To follow the word of his rejection. Another one is the woman of Canaan. Where she wanted her daughter to be healed. And the Lord said to her, as it were, should I give? As the Lord calls her to work. And he wasn't going to take the bread that was for Israel for his own people and give it to her. Did she just go away? What caused her to remain and continue to be with him? Don't you want that? Don't you want that? Year, as it were, what did they have? What do we need? Do you like a family? Dare to be a family? What do we need? Turn to Job 28. And I'm not going to explain all these verses, I'm going to just kind of lead you a little bit along as to where I'm going. Maybe you can think about these verses. But Job 28 and verse 7. There is a path which no fowl knows, and which the vulture's eye hath not seen. The lion's whelps have not trodden, nor the fierce lion. We're looking for that ingredient that all these dear ones have, and we still can't find it. Chad's name is Ron. He took up some of this at the Dorothy Conference. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 26. Are you seeing your calling, brethren? Have I not many wise men after the flesh? Not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And the base things of the world and the things which are despised have God chosen yea, and things which are not, to bring them to naught. Things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. Chapter 2, verse 9. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them of that day. Going to apply that verse. Verse 14. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. For they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritual to him. So his faith, and the wisdom, and the energy, and the eyesight of the natural man. Enter in to what these feelings have that we have talked about. Psalm 32. Getting closer. I've been thinking about these scriptures for a while. Psalm 32. He's somewhat speaking of one who's been restored. Lord, firstly, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. This is what I'm thinking of here. This is what every one of these have. That to the mental man, he could never explain why they did what they did. I will guide thee. Verse 1. Be ye not as the horse, or as the mule which hath no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle. Our desire. But we would want to be guided by the Lord's eye. We don't want to be led by bit and bridle. What is that? Example. Abraham was saying that man takes his steps that were very difficult to take. He was obedient to the Lord. But there was failure there too. He went down into Egypt. He wasn't part of the combat. He wasn't part of the combat. As soon as he did that, he sees that the bit and the bridle came. The bit and the bridle is a good seal, set forward for the bit and the bridle. Because you know what? Not one of us would be here if it hadn't been for the bit and the bridle. It's a good thing. But if this is the past, he wants the past. What is the lie? Many others in Scripture you can see. When the Lord came in with a bit and bridle journey, was he led by his eye? He went the opposite direction. Did the Lord let him go? Does he let us go? No, he doesn't. He uses the bit and bridle circumstances. Using circumstances in our lives to draw us back to himself, to where a place that we think and didn't guide us with his life. That's all he wants. That's what he wants. He's got the ones we've looked at. They were kind of guided by his life. They didn't tell him they didn't have the word of God. What could it be? I think of that though. It had in Daniel. And then it's all. Prince that was over Daniel. When we're led by his eye, he sees the good of that man. But that man is scared he's going to lose his life, he's going to lose his head. If Daniel is paying his work, if they were prospering under that food he was getting. So Daniel said, let's take 10 days. And I've noticed even through scripture, those that were strayed, bitten by them, they weren't harmed to those that were left. Look at David as he went to the Philistines. Jonah on the ship. Even young Daniel in Pharaoh's house. There was harm to those that were left. So we don't want to be led by bitten by them. That's not the Lord wants. You just people are not of use. Look at Paul when he went to Jerusalem. With a great blessing on his day. Matthew 15. So this is what they have. And this is what we have to have. Everyone is tested. Before we walk through the door. So we talked about the woman of Canaan. Maybe I'll just read it quickly. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David, my daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. Then he answered her not a word, and his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she cried back to you. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped and said, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it is not me to take the children's bread and to cast it to the dogs. What was the picture there? The picture there. And she said, take the bread. Let the dogs eat, but the crumbs were salt from the master's table. What did the word say? Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O Lord, great is thy faith. What did she say? I think you can understand. And I'll read a few verses because I know it's probably another time. Matthew 17, verse 20. If you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this man, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. And we see that exhibited in many of those in the Old Testament. 2 Corinthians 9, chapter 5. I'm going to read these verses. Chapter 5, verse 7. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Hebrews 11, verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Let me read verse 2 in the Bible's translation. For in the power of this, the elders obtain a good report. Verse 6. For without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe, these two must believe, verse 3, that he is. And that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And then in chapter 1, verse 39, and these all having obtained a good report through faith. Chapter 12, verse 1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight, and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the leader and completer, the author and finisher of faith. Oh, thank you, the Lord uses the bit and bridle, where the grace that sins our heart to let go of. And thank the Lord who uses the bit and bridle, because He wants to lead us. And so it's, as I said before, these ones that we looked at, it was the glory of them had a hard life, a very difficult life. And they stepped out with faith. Was it blind faith? No, it wasn't. It was faith in the God of Israel. It was faith in the Lord Jesus. And so the Lord places us in difficult circumstances. And I've always enjoyed it. It's been a real help to me. One of the writers who said, these trials that we're placed in, and so these different ones were placed, whether it was a Moses or a David, they were placed by God in that circumstance. And as he said, the divinely appointed means of spiritual progress. Look at the progress in these things. Where there was just maybe a little bit of faith. Look at it right here. Wasn't he the great, great, great one? Finally, the Lord wants us to make progress in the path of faith. And so, He wants to lead us by His path. Maybe we can say one more time, but we can. Out of the Lord's Prayer, page number 139, and I spent here verse 7 too. 139. And Savior, take heed from on high. We await till the time thou shalt come. Take those thou hast led by thy life to thyself in thy heavenly home. Number 139. This world is thank you. trust anyone here. Have enjoyment of being led by His eye. If we're led by His eye, it will always be in accordance with the Word of God. He will never lead us contrary to the Word of God. And so we trust that each one here not only knows the Lord Jesus as the personal Savior, but that we would, as we go our separate ways, we would know what His eye is and where He's going to lead us. And not only that, but as our Father said, we have footprints. We have footprints of our own people. Who is the perfect example? It's the Lord Jesus. There is no perfect man in this life. No. I'm sure there's a rule that went around Samaria. I'm sure that they usually do to just walk around Samaria. And the Lord would have been led by the good man who could have been. It's all about Jesus.